You're holding a Simon Reshe, Sif Beis. Alamayim Shabish Lubahem Yerokas. Mavorach Abroch Atzma, Shabavorach Al Yerokas Atzma. So we saw the Sif before. If you remember, we looked at the Sif after we were learning Reish Beis. Here the Shulchan Aruch says that when you cook your rock is in the water, so the bracha on the water, subsequently the bracha on the water, even you're not eating the rock, you're just drinking, just having the soup. The bracha on the soup is the bracha that you make on your rock, which would be Repi Adoma. Even though it only has the flavor of the vegetable. If you cooked it with meat, so the main ingredient, the main flavor is the meat broth, so then the bracha would be shahakol. So chicken soup, even though you put some vegetables in it, the bracha is going to be a shahakol. You make a vegetable soup, then you remove the vegetables, and you just have the broth, the bracha will be ho'adama. Okay.
Quite a vegetable.
Now, so we had this before. We asked the question, the Mishnah Berurah over there in Siman Reish Beis, on the halacha of we had before that perish which Yishron or Bishon B'mayim, even though it has the tam of pri, the bracha shehakol. Right, so here we have the bracha is the shahakol, and here we're saying over here when you cooked peiros in water and you drink the water, the bracha is the shahakol. Here we're saying you cook vegetables in water, the bracha is adoma. So that was the steer which we spoke about then. Like, what's the difference between the two of them? Okay, now Zot Mishnah Berurah says Alamayim Shabishlu Im Shara Yerokas B'Mayim. If you didn't cook them but you soaked them, Kasa Beis Yosef B'Siman Reish Beis Dinukim Avushal, that accomplishes the same halacha as if it's cooked. That the bracha is going to be hadama. Kaimalon ba'alma, the kovish kimavushal. That soaking something, for a period of time, gets a halacha din as if it's cooked. Okay. Kumakam baraitim shal urgerkiz. But let's say brine, which you pickled something in, pickle juice. Shakabichi rak vashil urgerkiz levach yachmit. So the purpose of the brining is not to create a broth. The purpose of the brining is to pickle the cucumbers. You have no intent to use the pickle juice. Your goal isn't to generate the flavor of the cucumbers in the juice. Your goal is to take the power of the brine and it should brine and pickle the cucumbers. So your goal is just for the cucumbers, not for the juice which it produces afterwards. Therefore, if you drink pickle juice, the bracha is shahako. Now, however, a place where that they did have intent to make pickle juice and use pickle juice for, let's say, as a dip or something, but if that's, my whole argument is, since your goal is just for the cucumbers, not for the juice, therefore the bracha is only shahakal on the pickle juice, but if it's a place where they normally would use the juice as well, so for them, it'll be like cooking, or soaking vegetable in water. The bracha is adama on the water. I cost of shom b'shebel yirav. The who adin beroitiv shall compost. I mean, instead of currants, a kraut, so sauerkraut. So the liquid shavar shahakol. And again, they near medina. So they apparently they would just eat the kraut and they would not use the liquid for a drink or for a dip. But Mr. Burr says where we live, the nature is that they would actually use the liquid of the sauerkraut as not eat the sauerkraut with the liquid. That's irrelevant. But they would take out the liquid and use the liquid separately as a drink or as a dip. So for that, for us, it's called. It means that when you pickle the kraut, you intended to generate sauerkraut and also generate this liquid which you want to use. So you make a bracha on both of them. Because of the Kishrachim shall create Chayin. Abel Kishmishim Mekreit, Retzalish is a Retzalavad, Mera Taz, the Warper Pedama. So then there's no question about if when you make it, when you cook it and make a broth out of it, so that obviously the goal over there is to have the broth. So your cabbage soup, even if you take the, even if you remove the cabbage, so the bracha will be Retzalish is a Retzalavad. Over there, the bracha appeared, Mera Taz, the Warper Pedama, Kaal Shar Meshlokis. Meshlokas is the phrase of the Gemara. Of the Gemara says, if you cook a vegetable, it's referred to as meshlokas. Shlokas was actually a long process of cooking, but it's lavdafka, long process of cooking. Any regular cooking will create this din. Okay, now right there, some barikas, chavutzim. You have beets, okay, and you take these beets and you cook them, and shakar and russell, so soured beets, then you would pickle them and then make a soup out of it. Avi mishal levadan mishal mishatash v'var prebi adoma kimish ikhvishu behem aparikus v'konas ha-kmisha hu gam b'shvilon. So the purpose, the process of doing this pickling process was to generate pickled beets, and also generate the pickled beet juice to use as a soup, as a liquid. So it was used as a dip, so it became a normal thing that you're making it for that purpose, and therefore the bracha is going to be berei pri adama. So. Somebody asked me, that we had in Sif Aleph, that peiros, which are normally karav asilka kruv shgetzem shetavim v'shalom yosim mechayim shkeim mevchayim v'rach shahakol lachem v'shalom brepi adam. So silka, we had beets before. The beets are not eaten raw normally. They're much better when they're cooked. So if you eat them raw, the bracha will be shahakol. If you eat them cooked, the bracha is b'pi adam. So here we're going to say that we're saying that the process of kvisha, of pickling them, is generating that not only... So when they're raw, they're shahakol. That's what we said before. When they're cooked, they're b'pi adam. Here you didn't cook them, you just rekaibish them. But kavish kamavushal, the pickling process makes them now more edible. And now it's normal to eat them. Therefore, the b'pi adam, the beets are brepi adama. Not only that, but not only is the beets are brepi adama through this process, but the liquid of the beets also becomes brepi adama, even if you would take the liquid by itself. Okay. If you take it raw, I'm not sure exactly what raw means over here. You pickle it. I mean, so the bracha will be shahakos. I think it means if you just soak it without doing any pickling process, and you make this liquid by soaking it without the pickling process, even though normally kavash is kamavushal, but you're starting with something which is normally a shahakol. And normally the process is to cook it, so pickling, the full pickling process approximates the cooking process for this purpose, but just soaking in the water will not accomplish it. So I'm not sure what he means. It says shosus and chayin, but he can't mean you require normal cooking. He just said kavash is enough for that. Okay. So that's what they call russell. I think what we refer to as borscht, they refer to as russell. Now borscht was, you make it out of like a flour type of a thing. So anything you make out of flour we said before, when you take flour and you make a liquid out of it, that's whiskey. It's not a mezonos anymore. You can't say mezonos. You don't say mezonos on a liquid. So you make a barley soup, you have barley in it, so you make a mezonos on the barley. But you just take barley broth, the broth of a barley soup without the barley, so bracha b'shehakol. Okay, so you cooked in them yurakas, test yurakas, behem yurakas. Now you're not drinking the liquid with the vegetables, but just the water. But if you were to have the soup with the vegetables in it, so then the vegetables are the ikar and the water is the tafel. So there's no need to make a bracha on the water, period.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Suppose you have like a chicken soup with, I don't know if you remember, with the Chinese soup noodles, it's basically fried dough.
Right.
If you put those in, they didn't get necessarily cooked with it, but you put it in before you eat it. Does that make it a mezonos, or is it still a shehakol? What would you do?
That's a new issue. That's really an issue of ikur and tafel at this point in time, because it wasn't cooked with it, so it's not considered that becomes the... So there is a shehakol item and a mezonos item being eaten together. So then you have a question of ikur and tafel. So whenever you have ikur and tafel, we say mezonos always requires a bracha. Mezonos never becomes... Never. I mean, if the zonis is there just to hold something together, you know, you'd have flour, which is there just to act as a binding agent. Mm-hmm. So then the you ignore that. But if otherwise, like we had before, but if otherwise, you always make a bracha, you have to make a mezonos on the mezonos. The question is, do you make a shehakol on the soup as well? Do you just make a bracha on the mezonos for everything, or just make a shehakol on the soup as well? And that, the answer is, depends really how much mezonos are. If there's enough mezonos, that in general, you're going to be eating mezonos in every spoon of the soup, so you make a mezonos and everything. And if not, you make a shakel separately.
Would it be acceptable to make, so like before you put in mezonos and you make mezonos, and you also have some soup, for shakel, you make it two breakfasts?
You can do that. I mean, you can make a shakel on the soup before you put the mezonos in. It's not a bracha l'batola, because at this point in time, when you're drinking it, there's no mezonos in there yet, so you can't drink something without a bracha.
It's just a stratagem to...
The question is, are you mechayev to do that? You know, so if there's a very significant thing about the mezonos, like, you know, when a kid puts soup mandels in his soup, you know, there's an adult putting soup mandels in soup, and there's a kid putting soup mandels in soup. An adult puts in some soup mandels, you know, there's soup with some mandels. The kid, there's mandels with some soup, you know, right? So then the bracha is just mezonos. That you know, you have that type of, especially it's something like cereal and milk. You know, the one question you have by cereal and milk. Some people are choishish that, you know, when a person, let's say in the morning, they're thirsty a little bit, but they don't necessarily drink anything else. They use the milk as from the cereal to quench their thirst. So the milk is not just a tafel to the cereal; it's also there for quenching your thirst. Are you mechayev to make a separate bracha on it? The simple answer is probably not. But I know some people are machmer, and in that situation, they make a bracha on the milk first before they make a bracha on the mezonos. I don't think you have to do that. Before we'll get to the lachos of ikur and tafel, we're not there yet. Okay, yud. So you make a bracha, the bracha itself that you make on the vegetables. Before v'davka sheshlokim kedei lechol gamas yirokas. Now, but this is talking about that you cook them. So Shabri has an interesting case. So let's say if I cook the vegetables and eat the soup with the vegetables, and make a bracha of the vegetables, and the soup is secondary. If I cook the vegetables and I plan to eat the vegetables and have the soup, the broth, so you make a bite, you make a bracha on the vegetable, you make a bracha on the soup when you have the soup by itself. If I cook the soup to throw out the vegetables and just have the water, so then we say the pshat is that it's not pshat that the yirakas flavored the water, and now the water is tough to the yirakas. You see what happened to the yirakas? The yirakas were thrown out. It's a riot that the main thing over here was the water in that situation. You just wanted to flavor your water. So then the yirakas become secondary to the water, and the water is the ikar, and the bracha is the shahakal. The dafka shishlokan ke lechel gamas the yirakas. The ilu bishal yirakas oishron the tzarech mamein levad lishasam. You cook them or soak them to get the liquid out. To taste, to drink the liquid and throw out the vegetables. So like an apple cider, right? You cook it, you don't say the bracha is repirates because you throw out the apples afterwards. So getting back to our tomato juice shaila, so what's the right bracha on tomato juice? So we said, well, if the definition of it is because you plant the tomatoes to make juice out of them, well, that's what you do. If the definition is based on what the rosh, because you cooked it, you cooked it. But now we're saying there's a new criteria. You have to use the tomatoes afterwards. If you throw the tomatoes out, the bracha on tomato juice will be a shahakol. Because the purpose over here was to cook the tomatoes to get the flavor out into the water and drink the water and throw out the tomatoes. So I know there's a sefer Makor Bracha, so he has in the back like a letter from, you know, I forgot the name of the company, but you know, they make tomato juice, you know. What do you do with the tomatoes afterwards? We throw them out. So okay, so then the bracha is a shahakol. Right? So fine. So the Shiloh becomes like, you know, interesting Shiloh. We're adding a new kinesh, which we didn't see before. Okay, now so you make the bracha, which you make on the vegetables itself. V'chotzeh b'minei yiroka, so yir alef. Abul leviva shabishlim b'amayim. Fireful lakshin kinedlach, anything which is a pasta which you cooked in water. Menorotzelechol levivas raklishes amayim levada. You have no interest at all in the pasta. You just want the water. So it's a question of what bracha you're supposed to make. And therefore, so the eitzah is to eat a little of the pasta, make a mezonos, have something else, which is clearly a shahakol. Now, so that helps you for the bracha rishana. What's for the bracha achrona? Well, either it's going to be alamichya or brain of foshas. You're still stuck. So you have to have enough of the pasta and of the other item to have be able to make two brachas achronos. Now, v'zedav k'minyin zeh sh'ikar v'tzana hu rak lechol is a retiv shal levivis. V'roitza lechol gam levivis atzom k'der ch'oilim. If your goal is just the broth without the levivis, that's when this issue comes up. But if you're planning to have a soup with the pasta, or cooked with the let's say the barley, and you want to eat both of them together, mevarach alavivas b'remen mezonos part of possess right of gam ken the kuliyama itam tofel. So that situation, the liquid is definitely a tofel to the mezonos. The bishul rak mat levivas b'harbi mayim. If you only cooked a little bit of the mezonos in a large amount of water, whether your main goal really is just to have the liquid, it's almost a pure liquid. So in that situation, clearly the water is not a tofel, and you make a shahakol on the water. The Chayyim says, no, even in this case, he would suggest making a shahakal on something else. Okay. So even though they only have the flavor of the yorick, they don't have the actual yorick in it, you didn't puree the vegetable into the liquid. Okay. I'll be sure to aim b'hem. The afghan yorick b'mayim ba'alma. Shem b'hem tam b'atzma v'nirgash b'y rak tam yorick. It's all talking about the liquid you used was water. So water has absorbed the flavor of the vegetable, so it becomes a vegetable broth, and you make a bracha on the vegetable broth, even though you're not eating the vegetables right now. If you cooked it in vinegar or this other type of a liquid, I don't know, I've seen kvass, in the jar. I never really saw it outside of a jar, even when it looks. I don't know what it is. But the point is, sheish mem tam evnayatzman, that the liquid itself starts with a flavor. In the gramashkar choyorik, in that situation, when you cook the vegetable in it afterwards, so the water doesn't say its flavor is due to the vegetable, and therefore it's considered a dama. No, it has its own flavor. Therefore, in that situation, you just have the liquid, you make a shahako. So borscht, which is you soak pickled or sour beets, and then shabishal mirokas. Then you cook other vegetables in it in basar. But it's delicious as some levad. In a borscht, in a borscht hadama. No. So now this is the flip case where we're saying that the flavor which goes into the liquid defines the liquid. So if it's water to start with, so the vegetables go into the liquid that define the liquid. Now it's adama. What about if I start with the liquid which is adama and I cook it in meat? Which now the flavor of the meat went into the liquid, and it's just a difference in the final liquid make it a shahako. No, you don't say that. It doesn't lose its bracha because you cooked it with meat. If you eat the meat also, but if you eat it together, logic says that now it's a dinamiker and tafel. Now the borscht is a tafel to the meat. So you make a shahakal on the basar, and that covers everything. But he is assuming that that the correct bracha on borscht is adama, like we saw before. Okay. Now let's say if you cook them with meat, so chicken soup, even though there's vegetables in there also, the bracha is a shahakal because the broth. Is not secondary, it's secondary to the meat, which is the primary thing, not to the vegetables are the primary thing. In Basar, the Iraq is nice in Tamba Morak, but Basar is nice in Tamba Morak. So Basar Choshev Yotze, Hilchel Hilweker. So the main flavor is the meat flavor. Can I feel who Eichel Amorak, Levad, Mavorak Shahakel? So now you're just having the broth, the broth of Shahakel. So he says that their picture of this soup included a large amount of vegetables. So the goal really was to have the create a vegetables and meat, and then, you know, a stew. And then there's the broth, which you use as well. If a person makes a chicken soup, and it's clearly the goal of the chicken soup is to make a chicken soup, and the goal of the vegetables is to add some flavor into the chicken soup, not that the goal is to make cooked vegetables to eat. So if that's your goal, so then the ikar is over there is going to be the chicken soup, the broth is just a shahakal. So even if you eat some vegetables, right. So they bring over here from Rabbi Yashub. He says that that's only like the case Mishabura said that your goal was to eat the vegetables lamozim lasoiv to have them as a meal. So they're not bottled to the mark. But if the purpose of them is just to add flavor into the soup, so they are considered secondary to the soup. So you make a bracha of shahakol on the soup, and you cover the vegetables as well. And I think that's pretty much the average case of making chicken soup nowadays. That's how you do it. Okay, now, so that was Sif Beis, talking about if you cook the vegetables. Sif Gimel says, let's say im schoton, if you squeeze them, and v'aruch alo yisum hashkem elo shahakol, then the bracha is a shahakol. Mishabur yutdalad. So why is this? Okay, so this is the Rosh we had before in Reish Beis. The Rosh said that cooking gives the case over there was a pre-pre-pre-8's item. So we said that Dvash Tamarim, the Dvash, the liquid that you squeeze out of, the nectar you squeeze out of the dates is a shahakal. But if you cook the vegetables in water, excuse me, the fruit in water, the Rosh would be pre-pre-8's, the Rosh said. because the flavor comes out more through cooking than it comes out through squeezing. So even if it's something you would normally squeeze, the bracha is still a shahakol. Even if you didn't just squeeze it, but you like crushed it, whatever it is. So I think the end of the day, it's still liquid. It's all this. So you crushed it. A lot of liquid came out, but at the end of the day, it's just liquid. The bracha liquid is a shahakol. Okay. Dalit. You take vegetables and you cut them into small pieces, so the bracha is still a dama. Tesor the chatichas ketanus, kibin shekniker adayin torin tzerotzen b'mixus. They're still somewhat niker that they're a vegetable. I love some reish base. If you zayim again, rumbish to cut in your chest, the kamam some reish chest to cut in your lamach chest, Mr. Bura. Now we said before that really the niker that is even if you're not niker, the bracha is still the correct bracha. We're machmer in that situation. The Ramah says to make a shahakol. The brachosin did not. The bracha did not change. Ben the rishon brachos of bray piyadama or bray piyates. Whether it's a piyadama item or it's a piyates item. Mipnei kach. Now, b'shum shin shetachonon, you ground up sesame. The shalosh brachos of bray piyadama leshahakol neish ein tzerosin aleim klal. So halava doesn't look like sesame seeds. You don't say, oh, that's...
It looks like a brick.
If you never know, if you're not told what it's made from, say, oh, yeah, it looks like sesame seeds to me. You wouldn't have said that. You have no idea what it looks like. So therefore the bracha would be shahakul. That's how it is. I feel the chodim of work by piyadama. Im lo yishosu mehen mashka, there's work shahakul, behubah b'sharin shuvah. However, the Ebenezer says that no... Because remember we said before, Mikra did... Even after you grind them, the correct bracha really does apply. That's what we said before. He just said, the Ramah came along and said, there's a chumrah to make a shahakol. The case that he said that was in a case where it was liquefied. So the Ebenezer says, but in a case where it wasn't liquefied, even though it's not nikur, so since nikur then the bracha is Rebbe Adama, we don't have a minig. The minig which was set over there was set by liquids, not by solids. Therefore, the bracha would be Brei Pi Adam, according to him. Okay. So what do you do, Lamaisa? So Rashi came along and said that, you know, the best eitza really, because the Mechalek is what to do, the best eitza is to eat it during the meal. So my mother grew up, you know, that was her lunch was a halava sandwich. That's, you know, take a piece of bread, two pieces of bread, smear it with some soft halava, and that was lunch. It was extremely cheap in those days. Nowadays it's not so cheap anymore, but it was extremely cheap in those days, and it was cheaper than margarine or butter or anything else like that, so that was what she used to take to school as a kid. So that's the merchant thing, just take it, you have it with your bread. Like we don't picture eating chalava with bread, but apparently that was normal.
Well, as you say, it was cheap. It was, you know.
Yeah, but you still don't necessarily picture it as like, you know, being an accompaniment to bread. But, you know, my mother said that was like everybody had that. That was normal. Okay. Halefis kishukai b'varchol of shahakol to turnips sefei. So the bracha says shahakol if eat them raw avlim humavushol or kavash b'chayim so b'chardo b'er piyadama. But if you either cook it or you're going to pickle it or soak it with vinegar, etc., and then it sits in that for a while, so that process gives it a better flavor, so the bracha is a dama. Mishabur Yudchas, Alevis Kishukai, Alevis Tabyosim of Vushal Mikai. Turnips are much better cooked than they are raw. Therefore, the bracha is a shahakal when it's raw, and it's a dama when it's cooked. Levels of mash on occurring, myrin beribin. So either, you know, the either carrots or turnips both go under this umbrella of this word lefis. I'm going to Ramsha Fakuk Dinze, by Matur Shemabi Gamkin Shiesh, Gurim Shazam Dilbar Kal Chai, Brech Biadoma, Echelim Shakosta, the Tolly Im Derek, when he ordered by Samokam Lachlan Chayan, by Mishav Shalom Sherek Bizet. So Chayalim says, well, what broch you make on raw carrots depends if it's normally eat raw carrots in that place. If it's normally eat raw carrots, then you'd make a doma on the raw carrots. If it's not, you wouldn't. So nowadays it is normal to eat carrots raw, and therefore the bracha is Brepi Adoma on raw carrots as well. Okay. Now, Simon Reishvav deals with if the person didn't make the bracha properly. Berech up Eres Eilon Brepi Adoma, so Yatsus. Instead of
it. It says in the Mishnah, it's off the
this is a Mishnah, right? Okay, a person by incorrectly so made a Repi Adama on Paris Elon, which the Shuddy said a Repi Eitz. So Mishnah says, Yotza. I will embarrass Repi Adama, Repi Eitz, but if the opposite took place, a person took something which the Bracha is Repi Adama and he said Repi Eitz by mistake, Lo Yotza, you're not Yotza, you'd have to make an Abracha. Fikach im hu masubik bapri im hu prio Eitz or Pri Adama. If you have produce, and you're not sure if it's a pri adama or a pri ha'etz. So if it's a pri adama, you'd make a pri adama and say, if it's a pri adama, good. If it's a pri ha'etz, but you have a yotze with that. But to make a pri ha'etz, if it's a pri ha'etz, great. But if it's a pri adama, you weren't yotze. You al kol imam shakol is yotze afilo al pasayin. Shakol works for everything, but you have it. Aleph beirach. So it's not untrue what you said. This is a pri adama. This is something which grew out of the ground. Well, the tree grows on the ground. So it's not sheker what you're saying. Even the person intentionally so decided, I want to make a pri adama, and this thing is at pri eitz. I should not have done that. But yeah, but you'd be yotze. But the other way around, a pri adama. If a person makes a rebbe, he makes a rebbe eitz on something which is pre adama, then you're not yotze. A filo kashaper is gedelim al ha'etz. Even if this quote unquote vegetable, this pre adama, grows in a tree, ach shein ha'etz miskayim b'charev, but the tree, so it's a pre ha'etz, but the tree is not a tree which lives through the winter. Lo yotze, you're not yotze. Davi bechlal pri adama kliyah b'simon reish gimel b'hagoh. So if you have it's only considered a pri ha'etz if the eitz is a distinct item which maintains itself from year to year, and then each year it puts out fruit. But if the whole thing grows anew from the ground every single year, so this is growing out of the ground, even though it ends up growing on a very large plant, it's a very large plant. So the banana tree is a very large plant as far as we're concerned. It grew out of the ground. That's how it grew this year. As opposed to a tree which exists, and then each year it's putting out fruit. Lo yotze. So if a person made a pre-eitz on someone supposed to be a pre-adama, you're not yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah like this. So that's like a case where, like we just gave, that it grew out of the ground, and it's no shachas to a tree at all. So you say, the pri doesn't make any sense. But we also had cases before something which grew in a tree, but since it wasn't fully grown, we downgraded its bracha to pri adama. So in those items, the Chara saying pri eitz is not untrue, because among the Rambam, ba'osin perish gedelim ala ilan, things which grow in a tree. But bevarach repi adama mishum doloi nigmar apri or she'enam ikar apri kileva siman reish beis sif beis v'sifav. But if we have items which are not fully grown, like we had the case of the boiser, or we had something which is not the ikar apri, like the case of the slaf, so it has. There's other things which grow besides the main fruits. Over there, zatimagad rami berach berach repi eitz is yotze kimasha kavona min pri eitzu. So, but yeah, this is a pri eitz. As opposed to on a vegetable, which it's not shachos of pre-eitz at all, but this is really a produce of a tree. Just it's not the produce of the tree. So it doesn't get the chashim. It's a bit, yeah, but it's not a shaker what you said. Okay, what about a different case? We have a vegetable which is, it tastes better cooked rather than raw. So you say, well, since that's true, therefore, when you eat it raw, you make a shahako. He made a doma, but yeah, but what happens now? She didn't have the work shakol. But over here, it's not true. Untrue what you're saying. This isn't pri adama. It grew out of the ground. Several of the but yeah, but pri adama would work. Let's just finish up over here. Pri eight dalit. Chen kishu sabag loy mitzaradin. It's all talking about this is when you're not sure of the halacha. So when we said before, if you haven't learned the halachas, and if you learn the halachas, you would know what to do. So you're not allowed to eat. Because I'll do not allow you to eat. I'll make a shahakal be yotzei b'dyavad. Or make a domer be yotzei b'dyavad. No. You can't eat this. So you learn the halachas and figure out what you're supposed to do. Yomer shahakal b'chos b'dyavad. Al chetchil tzarech l'borach. Al kol domer b'chos b'yichedes loy. Shahakal works even b'dyavad on pas and yayin. Even though pas and yarn are very chashuv, the b'dyavad shahakal will work.